Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ron Jaworski right now. Good morning, Jaws.
Joe, John, James Rhea, great to be with you, and great to be a Philadelphia sports fan this time of the year.
Big time.
Very, very exciting time.
Jaws, we better feel that way in 2 days.
We will. Confidence, Joe, come on.
Okay, no, I like that. All right, so give me your why. I mean, I like confidence, but I like to know the why. What gives you so much confidence in the Phils?
Yeah, I just think it's very it's almost like we would talk about the Eagles. I have great confidence in the Eagles because I think it's a talented roster. I feel the same way about the Phillies. It's a talented roster that is accustomed to playing in big games. They've had some success in the big games, but I just think it's a veteran team that lives through this kind of moment.
Charles, let's talk about what some of these guys are going through. Obviously, Aaron Nola in particular. You know what it's like, you know, when you were the starting and star quarterback of the Eagles. Tremendous responsibility on your shoulders. That's what Nola has today. It's also a road game scenario. Can you paint a picture for all of us listening right now, the mentality of a star athlete, broad shoulders, road game, what is that responsibility like?
Well, that's a great question, Joe. And I've always taken the approach when I was playing was me against the world. You know, I was fueled by negativity. You know, when people doubted me, it's when I felt that I really got myself ticked off and, you know, really got focused on what my job was. Now, maybe not the best thing from a football perspective, because football is the consummate team game where 11 players must work in unison on every single play. Baseball is a little bit different. You know, it's you. There's nothing you can do. You control literally everything, especially for a pitcher. And so I think you almost got to go to the dark side and just kind of get ticked off at everybody else saying, all right, I want the ball. I'm going to make it happen. I've got all the confidence in the world with myself. And, you know, you want to be the center of attention. So there's an ego involved as a pitcher as well. You want to be the best.
Charles, let's mix the Eagles in here, and that's a strange word, mix. We don't usually use that with the Eagles. Go ahead, John.
Did you play baseball, Jaws? Were you ever up on the mound yourself as a pitcher?
No, John. I was a catcher. In fact, I was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals in the draft in 1969 when I was in high school.
Whoa!
Look at this.
I do have some baseball in my background, but not as a pitcher. I was a catcher.
I bet you gunned it down to set. No one was stealing on Jaws, I'll tell you that much.
Hey, that's right, to fill up the arm, man. You know, I didn't get out of that crouch room. I was just gunning them out.
No way. Awesome.
Jaws, how did we not know this?
Oh, yeah. I had tremendous arguments with my dad at the time because I had like 30-some scholarship offers to go get my education, and I was drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals, and they offered me like $150 a week to play with Batavia in the New York Penn League, and I wanted to play baseball. You know, I'm 17 years old.
Yeah.
You're a young kid. You're drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals. You know, that's what I wanted to do. But fortunately, the best decision I never made was believing in myself and saying, okay, I want to play baseball. So my parents convinced me to go to college, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me.
And you're a catcher, not a pitcher. How often were you blowing people up at home plate?
I wasn't the biggest and strongest. I was probably about 185 pounds in high school, but you know, I could block the plate. But it was all about the arm three. I wouldn't get out of my crotch.
This is so amazing.
Yeah, like, it's like Benito Santiago throwing from the knees.
Of course, Jaws was a catcher.
I really think that's what, you know, the arm strength was developed, you know, through playing baseball, throwing the ball every single day in baseball games.
Wow. That is incredible.
Well, maybe they should have Jalen play catcher, Jaws. I'm just kidding.
All right,
so Jaws, let's mix in a little Eagles here. So, really open-ended question. With most of us not having thought of the Eagles much in the last week, for obvious reasons, what is top of mind for you as they kind of reemerge 5 days now to a game with the Cleveland Browns?
It's fairly simple to me. I think offensively it's just a very, very good group of offensive players. I think the offense will be fine. I hope I'm 100% right, but I truly believe that will happen. The defense bothers me. You know, when you miss the number of tackles they missed so far this season, you know, when you're uneven in how you play, when your great players are not playing great, that causes me some pause.
How much different is the Eagles' offense going to look after the retooling of the bye week, Jaws?
Great question. I think it'll look different. One thing about the National Football League coaches, they are great at adapting and adjusting. Their self-evaluation of their own team will be very, very critical. There is no doubt in my mind. You know, I've known Vic Fangio for 40 years. I know how Vic coaches. I know his mentality. He's probably not a very happy camper right now because his defense has not played up to expectations. So I know he'll be hard on the guys. He'll be motivated. But the self-scouting always helps because you don't have the pressure of playing a game the next week. You just worry about your team and your players. And most teams that become good teams in the fourth quarter of the season adapt and adjust throughout the season.
What's the biggest thing offensively that the coaches needed to fix in your mind?
I really think it goes back to Jalen. You know, I think there's got to become a sense of urgency in how he plays. You know, it just seems a little bit not up-tempo enough for me. I think the thing about Jalen, and he's a terrific player, he's a terrific quarterback, he's got to get to the next level. The next level is a Super Bowl champion. Because we know how he can play. But he's got to be more consistent. But as I look at his game and I look at the tapes, I wish he would create a little more sense of urgency in his mind. So while he's dropping back into the pocket, he does more to read the coverage throughout the drop. When that back foot hits, get the ball out of his hand, the receivers are making their break with their back to him. Too many times he waits for receivers to see their eyes. That ball should be in the air by the time that receiver comes out of his break.
Joss, have you been able to figure out, John and I don't quite know the reason of this, so the offense from training camp seemed like it was going to be reimagined, and week one it appeared to be different. And then, now I know AJ and Devontae were out, maybe that's it. Or maybe Jalen's just more comfortable doing what he's used to and not what they wanted him to implement this year. Could you figure out why weeks three and four it looked similar to last year when it was...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Supposed to be different?
Probably the competition, but if there's one thing that I would recommend they do, it's just my feeling, my evaluation of this team, my evaluation of where the game is right now, more under center play for Jalen Hurts. I am just a big believer in plays under center. It gives a different illusion to the defense of what you're going to do. I think it's better when you have a Saquon Barkley in the back of when he's running without the ball in his hands. When I say that, when you're in the shotgun, the running back literally has to stand there, and the quarterback has to come back and give him the football, and then he starts to run when you're in the shotgun. When you're under center, the running back's already going downhill. He's got momentum already started. And I think Saquon is a great one-cut running back. Find that break and hit it. But when you're in the shotgun, you're back there, and things develop a lot more slowly. That's how I'd like to see more under center, and you have a better play-action passing game when you're under center as well. You have more options that are available to you. So I would like to see more under center offense from the quarterback.
Jaws, is it harder to play under center? Like, what's the catch here? Why don't we get under center more? Like, is it as simple as Jalen is not accustomed?
But I think, I can speak for myself. Because I played under center and in the shotgun. When the shotgun was really beginning to be developed by Tom Landry and Dick Vermeil, there are some things you like to do in the shotgun. There's a comfort level to that, but I think to help the running game and the play action passing game, and particularly the stretch running game, I think under center is a lot more easy to make big plays with your running backs.
Jaws, enjoy the Phils tonight, my man. This is a really, really big one, and you're telling us it's going to be a W tonight, right?
It'll be a W tonight.
All right.
You come back home for game five, though.
Oh, you just predicted a loss tomorrow. I mean, you had me all pumped up, and now you tell me it's Friday.
We have game five at home.
Listen, I would take it, Jaws. Funny. We asked that question yesterday, and people were split on would you take a split in New York. It's scary because you're then one game away from elimination, but you also get to hand the ball to Zach Wheeler and say, all right, big guy, go lead us to the next
Mets
round.
This team is so feisty.
Yeah. No, they're good.
Wheels, man.
All right, Jaws, stay well, man. My man.
Thanks,
thank you, Jaws.
Guys.
Love it, man. All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of this series, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's selection of quality one-owner pre-owned vehicles at ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. All right, big picture with the series. We just ask you how this thing plays out from here on out. Four choices, obviously. Phil's in four, Phil's in five. Mets in four, Mets in five. We'll see where the poll result goes on that. Obviously, it now is a best of three, and the Mets have home field advantage. You know that, and they've proven themselves to be a good team, and not just in the last couple days. I mean, they've been a far superior. I mean, this is not a joke. They have been a far superior team to the Phillies since early June.
And the Phillies are what, one game over 500 on the road this year? I mean,
I believe one or two, something like that.
Road team.
James, can you just describe the difference again since the two teams returned from London? What are the Mets and what are the Phillies?
It's not exact numbers, but the Mets are somewhere around 30 games over 500 since then, and I believe the Phillies were two games over 500 since then.
I mean, that is
drastic.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, it's basically like the first and second half. Like,
right.
You know, same difference.
Right.
But bear in mind, we did not have to win games. Like, there was that mindset of, okay, we're kicking back our heels and we're going to rest guys. And toward the end,
there was some of that.
Not intending to win.
No, I know. Well, that also concerned me a bit because, you know, do you de-throttle and then, you know, anyway. Yeah. Look, I feel good about tonight because I feel really good about Aaron Nola. I wish I felt a little better about the bats. But I think Nola leads them to victory tonight. Let's go to the phones. Brandon Graham with us shortly. Kent in Lansdale right now. Hi, Kent.
Kent. Hey, how's it going, buddy?
What's going on, pal?
Hey quick. I want to talk about Alec, how bad he's playing. Nobody's ever brought up. Does anybody know Aaron Dolan?
Aaron who?
Dolan.
Sure, I know who she is.
ESPN, gambling.
I thought you were saying Aaron Donald. I don't know who you were saying. Yes, Aaron Dolan. Sorry. Yes, I do. Yeah. I know of her, yes.
He's been tied up with her for, you know, since the All-Star game now.
There were rumors. I don't know if this has been confirmed for what it's worth.
Right.
But I love always blaming women for when guys in sports have problems.
I don't know this angle. Ken,
let me ask you a question. In the natural, when Roy Hobbs went sideways, Was it Kim Basinger's fault or Roy Hobbs' fault that he wasn't hitting the baseball?
It was the woman.
There you go. Look, I don't know, man. I think. Look, obviously, focus matters. We wonder on things sometimes. I mean, Ranger didn't play as well after his family got here. Is it coincidental? I don't know. But, you know.
It just seems like anytime somebody has a new relationship or something like that.
But you don't know how often he had a new relationship before and you didn't know about it.
And again, this is not confirmed. Yeah. This was just a rumor. Yeah. He might not have a new relationship. We don't know.
All right, Kent, give me a great answer. Quintessential 80s, what do you got?
Big hair.
Has already been said. Give me a different answer.
Okay, I got another one. Berlin Wall.
Berlin Wall. Well, it's, yeah.
It was 89 it went down,
it was 89.
But still. It's
not
like,
what you'd call quintessential.
See, Joe, I blame this all on Mick.
It's
on
a
who?
Long Rocky. Time of the Berlin Wall.
Yeah.
Women weaken legs. I mean, it's Mick's fault.
Listen,
it's Mick's fault. Always blame it on the women.
Was that Rocky 2 or 3? Or 1?
I thought it was 3.
No, 3 is when Mick shoos away those two women when Rocky's training. And all of a sudden, Rocky's got a face. Remember, he had a facelift, John. Even though he's, you know, supposed to be the Italian stallion, poor guy. Next thing you know, like, granted, he beat Apollo. So, anyway, it's a whole nother.
He had a facelift.
Well, you could tell Stallone.
It's the first one.
Stallone had a facelift, and all of a sudden, Rocky's got a facelift.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.